right now, it's time to go inside the ropes.
For a quick look at a number of hot topics in the world of golf this week, let's go inside the ropes.
And it's your PGA National Resort and Spa Inside the Ropes segment, as we do each and every week, talking about a handful of hot topics in the world of golf. It's brought to you by PGA National Resort and Spa. Think you're ready for the third toughest course on the PGA Tour? Take one of golf's ultimate tests at PGA National Resort and Spa. Visit PGAResort.com. And Pat, first one is for you. And, you know, last couple of years on the PGA Tour, it started a couple of years ago when Jack Vickers pulled out of Denver, his international event, which had been there for a number of years. So now, unfortunately, we don't have any Stableford scoring formatted events on the PGA Tour. But we've got a growing list of malcontents on tour. And that list now includes EDS, the title sponsor of this week's Byron Nelson Championship in Dallas. This week, EDS CEO Ron Wittenmeyer told the Dallas Morning News that the tournament has got jerked around in recent years, and he is dissatisfied. He said, quote, "Our title sponsorship comes to a close in 2 years, and if PGA Tour Commissioner Tim Finchem wants us to continue, he's going to have to come to the table with something good. We need a new date. We need a date that's more popular with the players. The Players' Championship took the old May date that the Byron Nelson previously had, so the Byron Nelson has been moved up 3 weeks earlier. Pat, everybody and their mother wants to be a top 10 event on the PGA Tour. Kind of hard if you look at the numbers when there are 40-some-odd events on the PGA Tour. Numbers just say you can't. Everyone can't be a top 10 because there's 45, 46, 47 events. EDS now not happy, adding to that list of malcontents. Do they have a reasonable gripe, and does everyone deserve to be a top 10 event?
No, number one, everybody does not deserve to be a top 10. It's, you know, the problem, and we'll talk with about the EDS. The problem, Russ, is that, you know, you do, I've said this all along, I thought the tour has too many events. I think they try to cram something in every week, and they don't need to do that. I think certain weeks, maybe like after the Masters or before the Masters or after or before the U.S. Open, something like, you could take a week off. You could highlight a nationwide event, or you could highlight whoever the LPGA is playing. But I don't think you have to have tournaments every week, because it is anticlimactic, especially after or even before a major. It just seems like, you know, the focus is obviously going to be on that major. You're in a period of time now where we're post the Masters. We're a couple weeks away from it. The next big quote-unquote tournament is the TPC. They've done a good job moving that out of March and putting it into May, which was traditionally a dead month for the PGA Tour. So they've beefed things up a little bit by having the TPC. But the problem, Russ, is that, you know, it's just tough to maintain that level. Like, oh, this is a big tournament. This is a big tournament. I think where the Senior Tour has done a horrendous job is they have too many majors. It's like, and they all seem together. It's like within a 5 week period, they have three of them. So the thing with marketing, or the thing with trying to stage an event, is building up anticipation for it and then having it, you know, pay off in some kind of a good competition. The Masters does it year in and year out. U.S. Open does it. These other tournaments, you know, unfortunately for a tournament like the Byron Nelson, when Byron died a couple years ago, it's going to be very difficult for that thing. Much like when Hogan died, his tournament went down in scale with the players. They just didn't feel the obligation to come play it because he wasn't alive anymore. When Jack Nicklaus dies, or when Arnold Palmer dies, Bay Hill and the Memorial are probably going to go down a little bit. But
hopefully many years from now.
It should be many years from now. But that's just human nature, and that's the way things are. I think golf, like tennis, like NASCAR, should realize that, hey, sometimes more isn't necessarily better.
I agree with
just,
that.
Just,
man.
Let's just try and focus on what we have, make it really quality, and obviously you're going to try and get Tiger and Phil and Vijay and all those guys to play in all the big event. That's what makes a big event. If those guys are playing, that's going to be a big event. So to answer your question, yeah, not all of them can be. You're only going to have about 15 big events.
Right. Although there are some exceptions. Yes, Phil plays at the FBR, but Tiger doesn't play in Phoenix hardly any year. That's one of the biggest events on the PGA Tour. I don't necessarily know that I'd say it's a top 10, but there are ways to make an event big without having Tiger or Phil or you know, one of the top three or four guys in the world. Ernie Els was number four in the world when he played at the Honda, so he was in the top five. But still, the Honda doesn't have Tiger every year, but they're still a big-time event because they have other things and ancillary things that make the event big, and not just golf fans come to an event. It's an event. It's an entertainment event, not just a golf event, not just a sports event.
Right. I don't want to cut you off, Russ, but if you look at Wachovia, they did a great job of basically being a nothing event and made it a big event. And eventually, big events will go, Tiger and Phil and those guys will play in big events because the venue is good, the purse is good, the outside stuff is good. It might help them prep for a major or something like that. That's why I think Honda's in a great position to become a big event. And you know, maybe in 20 years or 30 years, Wachovia won't be a big event anymore.
It's cyclical. I agree with that.
But you're always going to have the big four. And then after that, it's probably cyclical. But you know, this is just human nature. Byron Nelson died, and guys don't feel as big an obligation to play in the tournament anymore.
That's a good point. Real quickly, before we move on to the next topic, I just want to mention, obviously, you know, common sense says, no, not everyone on the PGA Tour deserves to be a top 10 because you just can't do it numbers-wise. There's 45, 46 events every year on the PGA Tour. You said sometimes less is more. I think that is apropos in this situation. You've mentioned an idea that you have. I think two things could be cut out very easily. Stop running these concurrent events, weeks of majors. Stop with the Mayacobas in Mexico all that crap.
I agree with that.
Stop with the Puerto Rico
Open. That's a money grab.
There's even concurrent events during WGC. Stop with the Puerto Rico during the CA in Doral.
Right.
And also, perhaps, you know, have an off week, a week immediately following a major because, you know, Harbortown didn't have that great of a field a couple weeks back. Tiger wasn't there. You know, a lot of the big names were not there. Obviously, Tiger wasn't there because he had surgery, but he hasn't played Harbortown in many years. I think he's only played once in his career, if I'm not mistaken. But, you know, Pare it down to a number, a more manageable number that's a little less than 40, perhaps 37, 38, 39. That means that there needs to be right around 9 or 10 events that could be cut, and I don't think that would be a bad thing. It would be a bad thing for those cities that would then be without PGA Tour events. But, you know, financially, some of these title sponsors might say, well, because we're not a top 10 event, why are we still paying $7, $8 million to sponsor an event, just like, you know, maybe a CA is paying to sponsor the Doral event, which is a top 10 event. Well, you can't have stratified sponsorships, and you know, I think it might make sense partially because, well, if they're not a big time event, not a top 10 event, perhaps they could pay a little bit less out of the pocket. But if you do that, then you're going to start you know, making the playing field uneven even more because the purse is going to be smaller. So, you know, it's going to be a self-fulfilling prophecy. You're going to have less money that's there to be won, and the big players will never come if that's the case. So you can't have the title sponsors paying less. They still need to pay the same amount because you got to keep that purse high to entice some of those players to maybe play every now and then.
Russ, why is football king? Because it's in a finite time period of about 5 months. That's why people go nuts today and yesterday over the stupid draft because it's been, you know, 4 months or whatever since the Super Bowl, they're dying for anything football. Football knows how to keep it special.
Leave them wanting more.
Exactly.
Instead
it's
of
not
tired
special.
Of it.
It's like just like you said, they're running events at concurrent events over everything, and people are like, "Who's winning? You know, so and so won. You know, like you said, the Puerto Ricans. Like, who cares? It's not even." You know, the real players aren't even playing in that event.
The best, great point. The best Saturday Night Live skits are the 1 and 2 minute skits that end too short and end too quickly. And you're like, damn, I want more. That was hilarious.
Exactly.
Instead of the 5 or 6 minute skits that drag on, and you're like, dude, move on to something else. Leave them wanting more. You were listening to Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760. Listen via live streaming audio at the official tournament website, thehondaclassic.com.